Hey there, welcome back to another episode of Foot Traffic. Today I'm interviewing Christina Nicholson, and I'm excited to talk about PR again. I know we've talked about it in the last few months, but we're going to be diving in a little bit deeper to podcasting and how I'm going to be using podcasting, not only obviously for my online business, but for my local brick and mortar. And I know it's a little bit more rare. You don't see it a lot, but I'm excited to share with you how I'm going to be doing it and what I'm going to be doing. Now, a really good part of this episode is towards the end, Christina and I share how we got connected. And it's a very honest story. We had no idea we were going to talk about it, but I wanted to show you the power of networking and what it really looks like. If you've been trying to, you know, get in somebody's DMs and pitch them and send them emails and it's just not working, listen to how we got connected. And I want you to see, like, this is what it looks like for networking. So I'm excited for you to jump in. I hope you enjoy this and love Christina as much as I do. She is a wealth of knowledge and I love her diverse background. It really brings a different set of perspective to this topic. All right, stay tuned. Growing your business doesn't have to be difficult. It's all about mastering a few key techniques, systems, and mindset. Welcome to Foot Traffic. With over a million downloads, it's the go-to marketing podcast dedicated to helping you grow your small business. I'm your host, Stacey Tuschel. I've been an entrepreneur for over 15 years, and I own multiple seven-figure businesses. Together, you and I are going to get you more customers in the door, more profit in your pocket, and more happiness in your home. Let's transform your business starting right now. Hi, Christina. Welcome to the Foot Traffic Podcast. I'm so excited to have you here today.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to chat with you, Stacey.
Yeah, this is fun. We haven't talked in a while, so I'm excited to dive in. And honestly, I get questions a lot from my audience. They feel like they need PR and there's this big thing behind, like, I'm not credible enough yet. And how can I really show people I am credible and you should buy and all of this? So before we dive in, do you want to just share a little bit about your background and your entrepreneurial journey and then we'll dive in?
Yeah, totally. So my background, it's funny, I own a PR agency, but my background is not in PR at all. Mm-hmm. And I actually think that is helpful to me being successful in this industry. So let me explain what that means because it sounds crazy. So my background is actually in TV. I went to school for journalism and I always wanted to be a TV reporter and anchor. Mm-hmm. And that's what I did for 10 years. So I worked in New York City, a couple of small markets. My last station was in South Florida, where I am now. I was at the NBC station in Miami. Mm-hmm. And I had a couple of kids and I didn't want to be working 24/7. The news business has a crazy schedule. You literally don't get any time off. It's not like you can rerun the news, right? You have to go to work every day and the hours are crazy. Mm-hmm. So having two small children and not having any family nearby, it was tough.
Yeah.
And so I decided to do what a lot of people do in journalism is they go from journalism to public relations. Mm-hmm. And, to be honest, it was hard to get a job at first. A lot of these agencies didn't want to hire me because I said I didn't have any PR experience. And I
which is so crazy because you were on the other end where you know the things that you need to do to come on over. That is crazy.
Stacey, that's what I was telling them.
Right.
I was telling them that exact same thing. I said, no, I don't have PR experience, but you have pitched me once a week for the last 4 years and I have never covered anything you've pitched me because your pitch is terrible. Right. Would you like me to tell you why? Would you like me to tell you what we actually do here in news all day, every day to help get your clients coverage?
Well, it's kind of like I am somebody that has interviewed, I've interviewed potential candidates forever. Like I've had like hundreds and hundreds of people, but I've never had a real job. So I've never had a real interview, but I could go in there and nail it right now because I know what you should do, what you should not do, all of the things. So that's just crazy to me that they couldn't see the opposite end of what you were doing.
Yeah, it's nuts. Eventually somebody did and they hired me.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, that person was crazy, right? Like we all have crazy bosses every once in a while. I had that.
Okay.
And the turnover at this agency was like every 6 months, a whole new staff. So after my first initial 6 months, I said, you know what? Screw it. This is a service-based industry. I could do this on my own. I just need time. So I said, I'm going to be a professional freelancer. I'm using air quotes for those listening. Yeah. I said, I'm going to be a professional freelancer, and other PR agencies would kind of hand me their work. Okay. And then slowly, I kind of say I accidentally built my freelancing business into an agency, because then I started getting busier and I wanted some people to help me because I was working too much and I was stressed out. And I was like, what's the point? If I want this, I'd just get a job. So I slowly started building a team. And then once you do get over that hump of the fear of building a team, then you're like, oh, this is amazing. Now I want to grow my team, and I want to have the agency model where I am the visionary and they are the people executing on my vision. And 5 years later, here I am with an agency, and it's working out great.
Yeah, it's funny how you say that. Everybody is so afraid of building a team until they have a team and they know how to do this. And they think this is what's going to get, this is my freedom ticket. I mean, that you don't become an entrepreneur and get freedom without a team. In fact, you are a slave to your business until you have that team. So I'm happy to hear you say that and reassure my guests or my audience listening, because I always preach that. So thank you for sharing that.
And it is the hardest part. Like it is. It's the hardest hump to get over. And then once you have the team, I honestly think the hardest part about being a business owner and growing a business is having a good team, because there's so many people, they look good on paper, they do a great interview, and then you hire them and then you're like, oh, this is not what I expected it to be. And then vice versa. Like, you know, you get some people, you're like, oh, they're okay, we'll see how it goes. And then they blow it out of the water. So I'm super grateful that I did, you know, face my fear back in the day. And now I do have that freedom where I can take time off because I have a team executing things for you, executing things for me. And then it's just led to me executing on other streams of revenue. So I have the agency, and then I have other things happening because I have time to put into other things.
Absolutely. Well, I would love to kind of jump in and start picking your brain and ask you some questions specifically about podcasting. I think I agree with you. I was reading over some of the things that you write about and talk about, and you had said, like, I think podcasting is one of the like best ways to really start to get up and coming in this day and age, right? We're in 2020, like, time to start shifting. And I would love to ask you, as somebody who's podcasting, like, I see a lot of those podcast pitch emails coming in and things like that. I want to know from you, what are some things you're looking for when, actually, let me back up here. I don't even want to head there quite this second, because let's just dive into why you believe podcasting is the place to go before we jump into the pitch emails and all of that.
Okay, good question. Because there's so many different things that could help you. There's so many different forms of media. Mm-hmm. And I do think it depends on what your goals are and what your business is. Yeah. So for example, Stacey, I know you speak a lot to people who maybe they own local dance studios or local gyms. If you are a locally based brick and mortar, podcasting may not be your quickest way to profit. That may not be the publicity that ends in profit for you. It's going to be more local stuff, local TV, local newspapers, because that's where your people are. That's where you're going to get your money.
Can I tell you something though, real quick?
Yes.
I am starting a local brick and mortar. I'm starting a local podcast for my hometowns. So I have two studios, and I'm going to do a podcast for those cities, all about everything you want to know for kids and families, because I believe that podcasting could be something local brick and mortars could do. They just aren't thinking that way yet.
Nobody's done it before. You're going to be the first.
I'm going to be a little guinea pig, and I am going to show you what I think people can do locally. So I'm really excited.
Okay. So now you have to like report back to me. Like,
I will.
Because I love this. Mm-hmm.
And here's the thing. I just got like another magazine with the city, right? They're all these magazines, all left and right. Everybody's coming out with a magazine. I kind of think that's a little old school. Like, I think we're listening in we're driving in our cars with Bluetooth, and we already are listening to podcasts, right? So why can't I talk about things that moms want to hear about and things coming up in our area this weekend?
And a lot of those magazines that you're talking about, they're pay to play. Like, most ads of what's in there are ads, and you don't want that. You want to earn the publicity. Totally. I think with your local podcast, you could get in the local newspaper, you could get on local TV and cross promote because a local 100%. Podcast, like that's news. Nobody does that.
Yeah, I know. Obsessed. I'm so excited. Okay. So
obsessed. Anyway,
so this is why I think this would be good, because I think my audience, whether they're doing online or local, could use podcasting in a whole new way in 2020. So let's dive in. And then I want to talk about having your own versus getting on as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So I like podcasting. I tell people like it's the quickest way to see ROI. Because when we think about PR, we think about, you know, you get in the media, whether it be as a guest on a podcast, you're quoted in an article in Inc. magazine or Fast Company, you're on the local news for a segment. It's all building a brand.
Yeah.
You can't just get one piece of media and think you're going to be the next superstar. Like I hate to crush everybody's dreams, but it just doesn't work like that. And so many people, they get these media features here and there, and then they think, oh, everybody saw it, now my brand is built. No, you actually have to leverage that. Like, for example, when this podcast goes live, Stacey, I'm going to be sharing it repeatedly on all of my social media, and I'm going to tag you, and I'm going to share it literally like once every 4 months for years to come. Because that's you're welcome, Stacey. Because that's how you build a brand. You have to not just get one media coverage. You have to consistently be getting it and consistently be telling people about it. Yeah. And when you do that, the media outlet, or in this example, the podcast host appreciates you. Like you kind of teed that up for me, Stacey. They appreciate you sharing their content. They're more likely to come back to you for other things that they need you for in the future, which just leads to that snowball effect. And eventually you're not pitching the media, they're coming to you because of that brand that you have built. And with podcasting specifically, I tell people, it's like people who listen to NPR. Like they are listening to either build their business or they're trying to invest in themselves personally to become a better person. It's just a different mindset. It's not a person flipping through the channels or scrolling through Facebook. They're listening to learn and to execute. So I say publicity via podcasts or an outlet like NPR, those are the people that they're going to buy books. They're going to follow you on social media to find out more. They're going to check out your online course just because it's a different level of investment when they are listening to podcasts.
Yeah, definitely. Well, and I really think having a podcast is your way to express your thought leadership and what you stand for. If you haven't decided what you stand for yet or what it is you're passionate about, that is something so, so important, because I can't just say, I'm going to do a podcast locally. There has to be some reason behind it. And why would they listen and what would they tune into? And I needed market research. I started messaging my friends who have little kids saying, what are some things you want to see in the local town? We just had this amazing ice sculpture. Like you could go in our little town hall area, and in the middle were all these ice sculptures, because it's under 30 degrees, so they stay frozen. And you could just walk outside and walk around. And I didn't even know about it. And I'm like, who is out there telling us about what's to come in our town and what we should be seeing and all of that stuff? Because a lot of people running the town social media are not doing the things they should be doing. They don't know what they're doing, right? So I feel like I could be this thought leader in my area and being passed around, not just about the dance studio lady, right? All of a sudden it's like, oh, have you heard this podcast? It casts a wider net. And I all of a sudden have opportunities, like you just said, to get pitched on the news, to be interviewed here, to be interviewing anybody I want in the city when I have my own platform.
100%. And I always tell people, like, when you are earning this exposure, you're going to always be an expert in two things.
Yeah.
And one of those things is going to be like what you do, like you're the owner of a local dance studio. And the other one is going to be the business sense behind that.
Yeah.
Like you have the I started a business, this is how I did it. Mm-hmm. And this is my business and I'm an expert in this. So you do have so many different ways to pitch different people at different times with different angles, because you can't be pitching the same thing to the same people all the time. Yeah,
absolutely. No, I love this idea. So do you recommend people get started with their own podcast or just try to get on other people's podcasts? What do you think?
So for me, I was a guest on a lot of podcasts before I started my own. And I remember I was talking to, we have a few mutual friends. I was talking to Dana Malstaff.
Okay.
And she said, why don't you just start your own? Like, you're a guest on everybody else's. Yeah. And I'm like, oh yeah, I'm going to do that down the road. And then I was working closely with Pat Flynn, and I figure, well, if I'm working with Pat, he's like the podcasting king, like I might as well just be like, Pat, tell me what to do. So I do it. And that's how I started my own podcast. I think the tricky thing with podcasts, and I think it's getting a tad easier as they become more popular, is that it's really hard for, if you start your own podcast, it's hard for people to find you if you don't tell them who you are and what you talk about and where to find you. Like, the best way, I think, to grow a podcast is by being a guest on podcasts.
I see. Yeah.
So I think if you want to start one, then you got to start pitching yourself to be a guest. Mm-hmm. And if you're thinking about starting one in the future, you should still be a guest. I mean, regardless, if you're a business owner, if you have some kind of expertise, you should be a guest on podcasts. Yeah. And then if you want to make being a podcast host as part of your brand building strategy, then, I mean, I think it's definitely a good one, especially right now as it's only growing.
It is. I mean, they just say, like, first of all, how many of you listening to the radio all of a sudden hear, like, iHeart podcasts or like iHeart Music podcast, right? Like,
right.
The number one place to, they're always talking about podcasts. I'm seeing billboards with podcasts. Podcasts are becoming so mainstream. I read an article somewhere that at some point we'll be able to just log into our, you know, go into our car, get on like the little computer screen and be just doing podcasts. Like, it's the one thing we can listen to, right? We can't be watching video in a car. Like, it's not going to allow it, but podcasts are only going to get bigger and bigger. So I'm really excited about that. I like listening to podcasts. Like, I like having my own. I like being on other people's. I think having both of those aspects, like you said, it's the fastest way to grow your podcast. So if you're like, I don't have the time to do my own right now, but I could get on other people's for publicity, great. But you are going to waste the opportunity of being on the show and then mentioning your own podcast. So I do believe there's benefit there for sure. But maybe you're just trying to leverage it in other reasons. Like, I'm not going to be on local podcasts to grow my local podcast. Like, that's not what's going to happen there, right? But leveraging it, starting relationships, you know, even our friendship, like being able to reach out as a mutual podcaster or being able to offer, hey, let's do a podcast swap or let's do this, or it gives a reason to say, hey, let's chat, right? When you have leverage. So I think it's just such a powerful tool in the PR media world.
That's true. And especially because, and I know, Stacey, you get pitched a lot. I get pitched a lot. Mm-hmm. It makes it easier to kind of get through all those pitches, be like, okay, so you're a podcaster. So mm-hmm. you kind of get it.
Yeah.
But also, you know, like taking things out of podcasting, like, are you chatting and building relationships with these people outside of podcasts? Like, are you chatting on Instagram or Twitter or Facebook? Because somebody is on at least one other platform, if it's not, you know, a podcast, which podcasts are something you listen to and you feel like you can know the person, but you get that back and forth on social media.
Yeah.
So I think that's something that people also need to keep in mind. Like, when you are pitching to be a guest on a podcast or any media platform, like, my go-to is always Twitter. Like, as a journalist, we were always on Twitter. Like, that's where you go. Like, when you want to know what's going on, like, go to Twitter, look at what's trending, you get the latest news. So that's where journalists are. And I know a lot of podcast hosts are also active on Twitter. So like, go there and start chatting with somebody. And that's how I ask a lot of people to become guests on my podcast. That's how I build relationships with people. And then, you know, some nights that's where I go to talk about my Real Housewives when I'm watching my Real Housewives.
So I want to ask you, when we're talking about getting in front of these people, building the connection to get on the show or whatever, have them on yours, what are you suggesting? Is this an email? Is this social media? What do pitches look like in 2020?
I think it is both. What I do and how I've gotten some people on big outlets like CNN is I will send an email and then I will tweet the people that I emailed, because specifically CNN, they get 20,000 pitches a day. Yeah. They're not opening half of those and reading half of those. So they are more likely to pay attention to a mention in their Twitter than they are an email. So sometimes I'll send an email and I'll tweet them, be like, hey, I just emailed you something. Sometimes I will just tweet them and be like, hey, would you be interested in this? Okay, great. I'll send you an email.
Yeah.
So it just depends. Okay. I definitely don't make my first ask my first communication. And usually I'm following these people way before I even care about pitching them. I just follow them because I like their content, you know? So I think that's what you should be doing. Like, don't be a lurker. Like people's posts, comment, respond, be social. Because then when you do show up in their inbox, they're going to recognize your name and they're more likely to click.
I can't believe how many people pitch me with a cold pitch on day one, the first time we've ever talked. I've never, ever considered any of them. It just doesn't work. Not when you're getting how many emails and DMs a day asking. It seems so crazy to me that people do it, but they really think it's a strategy.
They don't understand what it's like on the other side. And this is why I'm not embarrassed to tell people I have no PR experience because I have experience on the other side. Like, I know when I send an email to almost anybody, if I'm pitching myself or I'm pitching a client, I know I am one of hundreds of emails. So I need to do my damnedest to stand out. Mm-hmm. How am I going to stand out? Like, what is different? Why should this person pay attention? And I think a lot of people, when they are pitching, they're only thinking about themselves and they're only thinking about promoting their business or their brand. And it's not your job or any media's job to promote somebody's brand or business. Like, if you want to do that, then you need to spend a lot of money on an advertisement.
Right.
So I think it's just people, they honestly just don't know any better because they haven't been on the other side. And when you are on the other side, you do better because you know what it's like.
Yeah. Well, and then you have people who claim to be experts and they teach these templates. And then they'll give them a template of like, here's what you pitch and here's how you say one thing about them. And then I can tell it's like they threw in the little sentence and they know nothing else about me. And everything else they're saying is totally contradicting that they
even
ever
have
listened to me.
Even the font is different. You can tell the font is even different.
Please, like, don't bother. So I agree with you. Like you said, you already started following them. You're actually like, you know them. You can actually bring up something that's going to be relevant or they know. Like, you just have these real strategies that it's connections. It's building a relationship. I hate to even say the word strategy because that's what we're doing is we're just connecting and all of a sudden things happen when you have a real genuine connection with somebody.
Well, people want these things to work as easily as they did when social media started, right? Yeah. And it's like, no. If you like I get clients and they're like, oh, so in 3 months, you know, I can be like Gary Vaynerchuk status. Yeah. And I'm like, no, nobody can. Like, even if you went viral today, it doesn't work like that. Like, we live in this generation where people are so impatient and they want like this huge brand build overnight. And it's like, no. Like, when it comes to PR, being a guest on podcasts, getting in the media, this is a long-term strategy. It is something you have to work at every single day for years. Yeah. And you have to enjoy the process and you have to leverage what happens every day for those years. And I just think that there are so many people who do what I do or the so-called, quotes again, online experts, and they're not telling you this. They're trying to sell you into the get famous. Like, that, those are like legit words people use, like get famous overnight and get here and there and there. And they're guaranteeing you coverage. And like, it's just so much crap and it's not true. And the industry, I don't even like saying I'm in PR or public relations. Like, I just hate that because it just has such a negative connotation because of what people have turned it into. And it really is just something that you have to be patient with and you have to take time. And I even hate saying build relationships because that's what everybody says. But it's like think about your own behavior. Mm-hmm. When you follow somebody, when you know, like, and trust somebody, things are just easier. Like, when you, like, we have a mutual friend, like, oh, hey, can you make an introduction here? Completely, can you tell this person about me? Like, you are just like leaps and bounds ahead of other people. And it's really not that hard. Like, just stop trying to be like Insta famous like tomorrow. That's not realistic. It doesn't work that way.
Do you remember how we got connected?
Oh my God.
Well, I can tell you. I remember.
I feel like it was a long time ago.
It was a long time ago. This is good that I remember. And you wouldn't remember, but I would, because it was something that was like, let me just tell the story.
Yes. So, ooh, I'm excited.
I remember, and I hope this is you. You're going to be like, this is it. Okay.
Let's see.
Okay. I got an email that said, you've been featured in Inc. magazine.
Oh, it was me.
Okay, good. I was like, oh my goodness.
That was me.
So first of all, yeah, I'm going to open that email. I'm like, what do you mean I've been featured in Inc. magazine, right? So I open up an email. So you got in my inbox and then you got me to open it.
I got in your inbox with a sexy headline.
You did. I was like, okay. And then it wasn't fluff. You really did write an article
that
featured me in there. Okay. Yeah. So we got to make sure people know that before they start writing these headlines to get in. So that's how we met. I did not know of you until you wrote that. I'm like, this is crazy. Like, wow. Okay. That was so nice of her.
And yeah. The article was like about like, was it popular podcast to listen to if you're a mom in business?
Yeah, totally.
And you were one that I listened to. So I put you in there.
Yes. Okay. So that episode or that article, I think is like 3 to 4 years ago. Like it was a while. Okay.
Yeah.
So I just want you guys to see this though. So this is how we got connected. Right. She did something just to be nice, to build a relationship, to get started, right? Now, she, I believe, and I could be totally wrong on this too because my team helps. I believe you pitched my team to come on the show. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe we pitched you. I don't know.
No, I pitched to come on your show and I said, okay. I also want her on my show.
Okay.
Yes.
So, but what I'm saying is I get pitches all the time. And the fact that you came through is because when I saw your name, I was like, I like her. And I remember this from like a couple years ago and I want to chat with her. So do you see how it wasn't like you did something and immediately went in for the ask.
Oh my gosh. It's been years.
It's been years. and I remembered it. Like, do you see, like, I want my audience to hear like what is really happening with real relationships, real connections. If you messaged me and said, hey, could you do this? Or I would be like, yeah, absolutely. Right. But it's, you've got to come in with that attitude and the way that you did it. And the I don't want to say strategy because it sounds like a bad word, but there's so much, like, it's so smart the way that you're doing it. And I wish everybody else could do it that way too. You know, it just feels more genuine.
And it is, because it's not like my plan was, okay, I'm going to put her in Ink and then I'm going to wait 2-3 years to reach out to her. Like if that were a plan, that would be stupid because that's too damn long.
I know. It actually was too long and who knows what happened, but I'm telling you, like, there are things that you got through that most people don't get through. Right. And people have to see this. Like, you think you're going to get this one email and you're send it their way, and they may or may not ever even see it because there's gatekeepers in all of these areas.
Yeah. Like, people, if it were that easy, I would not have a business and you all would be famous.
Completely. Completely. Okay. I'm so glad that really was the story.
No, it was the story. And you know why I think Twitter? Yeah. Because I remember tweeting it and tagging you and like setting that up in a social media queue where it would go out and you would get tagged like every so often. And then that keeps me top of mind for you because then you get the notification that I keep sharing that on Twitter.
And you're sharing something of value. Like, it just all around, like, the strategy makes sense. And here's the thing, anybody listening, no matter what kind of business you have, could be shouting out and sharing. Like, I give an example of a local business owner on Small Business Saturday. Imagine if you emailed your list and you posted on social media, my 10 favorite local businesses to shop this Saturday. And you tagged all these people. Like, there are so many ways you could be building relationships with whoever it is that has your ideal client that you share.
But Stacey, I also have to say props to you for like noticing that and like remembering me and acknowledging it and like caring, because there are some people where I have done very similar things and sometimes more, and they don't acknowledge it. They don't say thank you. They ignore every other outreach from me. So, I mean, it honestly, like, it's a testament to your character that you're like, oh, because I will say, when I pitched you, you know, like, it was literally like a month ago, years after this, I think it was Jordan, your assistant, was like, oh, well, we just had somebody like this on the show.
We did.
And I was like, no, that's fine. I still want her on mine.
Yeah, yeah.
And then like a few days later, she was like, well, we still want you on ours too. So here you go.
so think of this, somebody that I normally would have said no to because we just had a PR expert on, I was like, oh, bummer. Like, I still want to do this. And I went above and beyond in like my way to be like, I still want her on. Like, we'll figure this out. We'll make a different angle. We'll pull them apart a few months. Like, you will do things like that when you find the right part, like the right people, right? Like, I'm glad you said that, because like when I shout out 10 small business owners, I'm not expecting all 10 of them to be like, oh, we're best friends, let's connect. No, there's going to be people that never respond, that never message me. And that's okay. I'm not expecting them all to. But in this world of building these relationships and building your network, like this is the game. Like this is what we play here. We see who's excited and wants to do it with us. And then the other ones are not interested. That's okay.
That was a great example. That was a great story to like show the example of what we were talking about.
Because it really does show like, here's what actually works. Here's what doesn't, right? Like there are so many things. And yeah, so Jordan's my gatekeeper. Mm-hmm. She was able to be like, oh, sorry. But then I must have happened to see when you invited me on your show. And I was like, oh no, I know her. So there's a way to get past the gatekeepers. And I think social media is that way. A lot of us are still in our DMs. We're still active. I know certain names that come through. I see the people that jump on my lives. I'm seeing the people leaving me reviews. Like there are names that pop out and stand out to me. And I think we have to continue to make those connections online as well.
Yeah, agree. Like, don't treat social media like a billboard. Like, be social.
Oh my goodness. It's so crazy. It really is. It's just, we've been doing it now for what? Maybe 10 years, maybe not so much. I mean, some of us have really only been in it the last 4, 5, 6 years, but really like social media and business started to be a thing in the last like 10 years or so.
Yeah.
And it has evolved so much, but we're still playing like we were 5 years ago.
Exactly.
And you have to evolve with where it's going.
Yeah. And I think for people, like for me, I sometimes have to stop and remind myself, like, enjoy the journey. Like you spend so much time in the journey, like stop worrying about being here, being there, you know, saying you can have a 7-figure business or whatever it is, like enjoy the process to get there because that's where you spend most of your time. Mm-hmm. So just like stop with these unrealistic goals and expectations and just like be content with where you're at.
Yeah. And sometimes you're just in like the laying the groundwork stage. You're doing all of these things and you won't feel the effect until next year or 2 years or who knows what. Because even you just putting out consistent work, even you starting that podcast or getting on TV segments, it might not do anything right now for you, but maybe a year from now on your website, you have amazing photos of you being on these segments or you doing whatever it is. And somebody looks at this page and says, wow, she knows what she's talking about. Like I want to go.
And that's honestly like where it happens. Like everybody thinks it's that media hit. And that's why I told you, like, I'm going to share this podcast episode for years because that's where it happens. It's you sharing that you're a big deal because all of these people chose to put you on their air in their article or whatever. Yeah. Like that's where you see the profit from the publicity. It's not the publicity itself.
No. Yeah, I totally agree because I've been on TV segments. It's not like anybody's watching or I'm getting business off of it, but it's on Instagram when people are seeing that I'm doing all of these things. It just makes people feel like, okay, she's more credible. Somebody else wants to interview her. Somebody else wants to see what she has to say. You feel better when you check somebody out and you're like, oh, okay, other people like her too. You just do. Like there's that reassurance of you're not making a silly decision by listening to this right now.
The perception is so much different. And that's why like everybody asks me about traditional media versus new media. Yeah. And I'm like, the perception when you're in traditional media is so much greater. You know, like we talk about podcasting is great for a quick ROI because of the people who listen. Mm-hmm. But traditional media, when it comes to like people looking at where you've been and thinking, oh, you're a big deal. That's traditional media all the way.
Definitely. I always like, I feel like my grandma is a good test of, is this cool or not? Or do people think so? And I'm telling you, the first time I was ever on like a TV segment, it was like, I had become famous in her mind. Right. And I think that is, it's like, how does your local area perceive you as, or what does that market think of you? And I really do believe like it is a lot of perception. And if you're thinking I couldn't be that expert or I have nothing to share, my local news is picking me up for talking about like how to prepare, like get the kids ready for school.
Right.
Just because I happen to have children or because I have a studio, I'm not talking about anything that I'm an expert in. They don't care. They just want somebody who sounds good, is going to come with great value, right? And they do want to have you, like they'll do the look test, right? So you've got to make sure your look test looks good, right? Like if they're going to come back to check you out, it needs to look presentable.
Exactly. Love it.
All right. Anything else before we go? Any maybe mistakes or things or piece of advice that you want to give as somebody's kind of diving into this world of PR, I would love for you to share.
Yeah. Okay. So mistake, don't email 500 people the same thing at once. That's annoying. It doesn't work. I know it saves you a lot of time, but it's still a waste of the little time.
It doesn't work. It doesn't save you time because no one's reading it. So it's just a waste of your time mass emailing them.
It's a waste of your time.
Yes.
So that's the mistake you should not make. And my tip is, it's kind of busting a myth, like the biggest excuse, because it is an excuse that people give me is, oh, I'm not ready. I'm not ready for this. I'm not ready for TV. I'm not ready to be a podcast guest. And I always go with, well, are you ready for new clients? Are you ready for new customers? Are you ready for people to buy your book? They always say yes. And I'm like, well, how are they going to do any of that if they don't know about you? Like getting exposure in other places is how people learn about you. So if you are not ready for people to learn about you, then you're not ready for business. Like everybody who wants to grow their business needs to be getting exposure in other places. Like you can only talk to your people for so long. You got to bring in the new people. So stop with
absolutely
about not being ready. Like one of my clients who wasn't their full-time job, it was a side hustle, they weren't making any money, had like no customers or clients. I got them in the Washington Post, the Chicago Tribune. They were on TV in Washington, D.C. They were even on the freaking Today Show. And they were making no money with a side hustle with literally no customers or clients. So when people give me the, oh, I'm not ready for it excuse, like they have other mindset issues they need to work past. That's when you got to hire Stacy. She'll help you with that. That's not my wheelhouse. But well, if you're ready to build your business, you're ready for exposure.
And here's the thing. You're not going to be ready to do a podcast until you just do it. And then you've learned like, oh, I didn't realize I did this or I need to fix that. I learned so much after my first podcast. I learned so much after my first TV segment, right? Like these are things you have to just do. And then you learn, oh, I shouldn't do this or I really need to, you know, do this over here.
It's true. You like, it's like practice. Like when I did my first live shot on TV, I was so freaking scared. I forgot my name on live TV. Like that's embarrassing.
Right.
Cause you know, like in TV, like you sig out the same way. You're like in Fort Lauderdale, Christina Nicholson, WPTV, whatever. Yeah. Forgot that. But after you do one live shot every day, like you get better, like you have to practice at it. So you're ready.
And thinking of something like that, you forget your name. It's embarrassing. But then you move on. You're like, okay, whatever. I've already done that. So I made it through it.
I know my name now.
Oh my goodness. So good. Christina, where can people find you, your podcast? And then I know like if they're looking for agency work or any of that, can you just fill us in?
Yeah. Okay. So my podcast is called Become a Media Maven. So you can come find me there. You can come listen to Stacy on Become a Media Maven. And so my main business is my agency, but I do get a lot of people like sliding into my DMs being like, okay, look, I want what you have, but I can't afford an agency. So for those people, I have created an online course and then a mentoring program that's kind of like the VIP version where you can get one-on-one help from me and my team where you don't just do it yourself. We kind of help do it with you. Okay. So you can find that on my website. It is mediamavenandmore.com. And then I'm on social media at Christina All Day.
Perfect. Thank you so much for being here. So fun. I'm so glad we had you on. I'm so glad you're so sneaky. You're just getting through everything of my gatekeepers. And this has been so fun doing this with you today.
Yes. No, thank you so much. And I do have one freebie that I could give your audience.
Love it.
Okay. So if you want, and you talked about templates earlier, how people like they change the one thing. Okay. I don't like templates because I know, I just don't feel like they're helpful. So I created a 3-day media class. And on day one, I am sharing an exact pitch, like word for word, what was sent to the producer that got coverage for one of my mentoring clients in San Diego. I'm sharing that pitch so you can take it and turn it into your own. Walking through the publicity of the TV segment and then what to do with the publicity to turn it into profit. So to get access to that, you can head to pitchpublicityprofit.com and it will teach you all of those amazing things.
Amazing. Thank you so much, Christina. I appreciate you.
Thank you, Stacy.
Hey, before you go, have you considered joining us in our next 30-day bootcamp? If you are loving the Foot Traffic Podcast, then you will love the Beginner Bootcamp, where we help you build your first marketing funnel in just 30 days, and it's only $97. Hurry and register at stacytushel.com/bootcamp to sign up for our next live bootcamp starting on the 1st.